Hello, everyone. This is Larry Dubois, right here from Sacramento, and today is Sunday, August 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm going to bring a passage of Scripture today, and it is from the book of Mark, in Mark chapter 3. And in this passage, I've entitled this video, Before We Preach. And this passage is when Jesus calls the 12 to be apostles, and this also is found in the book of Matthew and Luke. But in Mark's gospel, there's a little tidbit of phrase that gives us some great insight in a practical way. And so we're going to go ahead and look at that. So let's go to the other screen here, and we'll pull up the Bible verse, and I'll go ahead and read, starting in verse 13. And he went out upon the mountain and called to him those he himself wanted, and they came to him. Then he appointed 12, that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach. Okay, and then it goes on to name them, and so on and so forth. But this idea there, it says that they might be with him. And this is something that is very crucial, I think, to our ministries, is that we would want to be with Jesus before we go out and preach. Now, we could think of this as a brand new believer. There's a time where some people call it a honeymoon period or a baby stage, where you spend a lot of time getting to know the Lord, not so much going out and trying to do stuff. Apostle Paul, of course, he was in the desert some 14 years before he went out on any official missionary journey. Or as we are walking as mature Christians, we could apply it as a daily thing. For example, of course, Jesus is not here in the flesh. We can't be with him geographically, but we certainly can be with him by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the means of grace that he's given us, through prayer, through Bible reading, reading the Word, meditating on the Word, studying it. Perhaps worship music, anything that would draw us closer to the Lord, be with him before we go out and do the ministry. And, of course, praying for the power of the Holy Spirit to accompany us, or to go before us, actually. Now, you remember the apostles in the book of Acts, the Sanhedrin confronted them, and they said, we know that these guys are uneducated and untrained men, but they had been with Jesus. And that was something that they noticed. And so, hopefully that would be a great thing people could say about us, that we'd been with Jesus. What a great compliment that would be. Not relying on our own strength, not relying on our own devices or anything like that, but that we would go out, and before we do any ministry, my friends, and particularly street preaching, is that we take time to be with Jesus. Well, that's all for this video. I hope to see you again and on the next one. So you take care, and God bless.